समासमानोत्तम मध्यमाधम सुखी च दुखी च जितेन्द्रियाशय मयोपक्लुप्ताखिलोकसंयुत विदत्स्व वीराखिलोकरक्षण ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। माय डियर हीरोइक किंग, प्लीज कीप योर सेल्फ ऑलवेज इक्विपोज्ड एंड ट्रीट पीपल इक्वली। व्हेदर दे आर ग्रेटर देन यू in the intermediate states or lower than you, do not be disturbed by temporary distress or happiness. Fully control your mind and senses. In this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as king in whatever condition of life you may be posted by my arrangement. For your only duty here is to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here is an example of receiving direct instruction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. One has to execute the order of Lord Vishnu, whether receiving it directly from him or from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master. Arjuna fought the battle of Kurukshetra under the direct order of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Similarly, here Prithu Maharaj is also being given orders by Lord Vishnu regarding the execution of his duty. We have to stick to the principles stated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. Every man's duty is to receive orders from Lord Krishna or from his bona fide representative and take these orders as his life and soul without personal considerations. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states that one should not care very much whether he is going to be liberated or not, but he should simply execute the direct order received from the spiritual master. If one sticks to the principle of abiding by the order of spiritual master, he will always remain in a liberated position. A common man must execute the rules and regulations of varnashrama dharma by working in his prescribed duty according to the caste system, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya and sudra, and the spiritual order system, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasa. If one simply executes regularly and strictly the injunctions given for the different divisions of life, then one satisfies Lord Vishnu. As a king, Prithu Maharaj was ordered by Lord Vishnu to keep himself always aloof from the activities of the bodily situation and to engage always in the service of the Lord and thus keep himself in the liberated stage. The word Baddha Sahurda in the previous verse is explained herewith. One can fully remain in intimate connection with the Supreme Lord directly or receive orders from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and execute the orders sincerely when one keeps aloof from the activities of the body. The Lord helps us by giving us directions how to act in devotional service and thus advance on the path back home, back to Godhead. He instructs us outwardly in the form of the spiritual master. Therefore, one should not accept the spiritual master as an ordinary human being. The Lord says, Acharyam mang vijanyam navamannit karichich. One should not treat the spiritual master as an ordinary human being, for he is the substitute for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. One should treat the spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and never be envious of him or consider him to be an ordinary human being. If we follow the instruction of the spiritual master and execute devotional service to the Lord, we will remain always free from the contamination of bodily and material activities, and our life will be successful. This is the instruction given by Lord Vishnu to Prithu Maharaj. Sama samanottama madhyamadham sukhe cha dukhe cha jitendriyasaya mayopaklukta akhila loka sanjuto vidhasya veera akhila loka rakshanam. My dear heroic king, please keep yourself always equipoised and treat people equally, whether they are greater than you, in the intermediate stage or lower than you. Do not be disturbed by temporary distress or happiness. Fully control your mind and senses. In this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as king, in whatever condition of life you may be posted by my arrangement. For your only duty is here to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. Prithu Maharaj is also an incarnation of the Lord, but he is Satyavesa avatar. Do you follow? Satyavesa avatar. There are 7 famous Satyavesa avatars. Any of you know? You know some. Don't know the all. 7 famous Satyavesa avatars. Number 1 is Vaikunthastha Sesha. The Sesha in Vaikuntha, he is so several Sakti avatar, the incarnation of servitude. Number 2 is Ananta in Pada, the Bhudharana Sakti avatar. He has carried the world on his foot. He is the incarnation of that Sakti. Number 3 is Brahma. Brahma is Guna avatar. Brahma is also Satyavesa avatar. He is Srujani Sakti avatar. He is the incarnation of creation Sakti. Number 4, Chatusana. 4 Kumaras. They are Gyan Sakti avatar. Number 5, Narada, is Bhakti Sakti avatar. Number 6 is Prithu Maharaj. Do you know what incarnation is he?
Ruling for the sea.
Yes, Palan Sakti avatar. Number 7 is Parshuram. He is Dushtadamana Sakti avatar. Subduing the rascals. That's Sakti avatar. So Satyavesa avatars are generally jiva tattva. So Prithu Maharaj being a Satyavesa avatar also. Here Lord Vishnu appeared in his sacrificial arena and instructs him. This most important instructions. One thing is there. In this material world, all of us have forgotten Krishna because we have all been captured by Maya. Miyate anaya iti Maya. Maya Sakti is that Sakti which always covers up your real identity and which never allows you to know you, what you are really. Surup jnana vipanna. So the question arises, then how can we know Krishna and our real identity? That's the question. But answer is that Kaviraj Goswami gives that answer in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shastra Guru Atma Rupi Apanaki Janan Krishna Moro Prabhutrata Jivir Hoy Gyan. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Srahudam Srahutanam. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am Srahuda of all the living entities, well, who is a friend. So, unless Krishna says, we cannot know Krishna. So how Krishna says? Shastra, Guru, Atma Rupe Apanaki Janam. Krishna Mar Prabhutrata Jivir Hoygya. The Jiva, the living entity, can know the Supreme Personality, Godhead Krishna, that He is my Prabhu. He is the Master and His Trata. He is the Deliverer. And how He says, Shastra Guru Atma Rupe. He speaks through Shastra, He speaks through Guru, the spiritual master. Atma means super soul, or Chaitya Guru in everybody's heart. Maya Mugdha Jivir Nahi Krishna Smriti Gyan Jivere Krupaye Koile Krishna Veda Pura. That is also stated. Maya Mugdha Jiva, and the Jiva is captured by Maya. He has forgotten Krishna. Therefore, out of mercy, Krishna has Jivere Krupaye Koile Krishna Veda Puran. So Krishna, out of mercy for living entities, He has made this Veda Puranas. Vedas, which is Nishwasita Vani. Veda comes out from the breathing of the Lord. Nishwasita Bani. Veda Puranas. So he speaks to Shastra. But another thing is there. What is spoken in Shastra is also very difficult to understand in Vedas and Puranas. And there are two types of considerations. Apavichar, Tattvavichar. Some learned pandits may speak on Vedas by dint of their mundane scholarship. Because they are written in Sanskrit. The one who is a Sanskrit scholar, he may also say, oh, all right, I'll read the Shastra or Vedas, so I can understand. No, you cannot understand like that. You cannot understand the real purport of the Shastra by your own endeavor. That's the problem. Panditya-de kobhuno iswara-tattva-jnana. That's stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One may be a pandit, very learned scholar, but he cannot know Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Panditya-de kobhuno iswara-tattva-jnana. How can you know? Ishvara-kupale-sahuyan-chedare. Sei sei svara-tattva jani bare pare. One was got the mercy of the Lord. He can know the svara-tattva. Therefore, one knows tattva. The pandits or learned scholars may speak something on these Vedas, but they cannot speak the real truth or tattva. Tattva will not be revealed to them. So we have two considerations. Apadvichar, tattvavichar. Apparent consideration and absolute consideration. And it is to be understood through absolute consideration, tattvavichar. Therefore, the spiritual master, guru, is required. Shastra guru atmarupe apanakya janan krishna mur prahutrata jiver hoy gyan. So guru, the spiritual master, is required to understand the real purport, the tattva of the shastra. Guru or spiritual master, who is he? Who is he? It is stated here, he is the representative of the Lord. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labhyo, na medhaya na bahuna srutena, jamavesabhrunate tena labhyas, tasisātmā vibhrunate tanuswān. Kathopanishad says this thing. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labhyo, na medhaya na bahuna srutena. You cannot know that paramātmā tattva by medhaya by bahuna srutena. No pravachanena. By your own intelligence, by your own scholarship, medhaya, bahuna srutena, pravachanena, or listening to karmis, jnanis, or yogis, or listening to so many pravachanas from those people who are not real, bona fide representatives of the Lord. You cannot know it. Nāmātmā pravacana labhyana medhayāna bahuna śrutīyana. Jamabhīsa vṛṇute tena labhyastasisātmā vibhṛṇute tanuswāṁ. But one who is very serious, one who is very eager, how I can know that paramātmā tattva? So we sit it there in the heart. A super soul is known as Chaitya Guru. He jamavei sabrunti tena labhyas tasi satma vibhunti tanusam. He assumes the body. He assumes the body. He comes out a spiritual master. That's stated in Kathopanishad. Nāyamātmā pravacana labhyana medhayāna bahuna śrutīyana jambeśya vṛṇate tena labhyastasi sātmā vibhṛṇate tanuswāṁ. So, the spiritual master is the representative of the Lord. So, what spiritual master says, that is the version of the Supreme Lord. Unless spiritual master teaches, Unless spiritual master, guru, does kirtan on the ears of the disciple, the real tattva will not be revealed. Shastras are there. Shastras are there. But unless the spiritual master does kirtan, the ears of disciples, the real tattva will not be revealed. That's most important. So, sastra guru atmar upe apanaki janan krishna mor prahutrata jivir hoy gyan. Otherwise, the jiva, the conditioned soul, cannot know Krishna. Cannot know Krishna. It's impossible. It is only through Guru Krupa he can know. This is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shastra Guru Atmarupi আপনাকে জানান কৃষ্ণম প্রভুত্রাতা জীবের জ্ঞান, বিকজ গুরু স্পিক্স অন দি তত্ত্ব, যে কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ববেতা সে গুরু হয়। মহাপ্রভু হ্যাজ গিভেন, শ্রীমন মহাপ্রভু হ্যাজ গিভেন ভেরি সিম্পল ডেফিনেশন অফ দি গুরু স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার, যে কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ববেতা সে গুরু হয়। ওয়ান নোজ কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ব হিজ গুরু অ্যান্ড হি নোজ ইট, হাউ হি নোজ ইট, আচার্যবান পুরুষ বেদ উপনিষদ শেষ, আচার্যবান পুরুষ বেদ হি হ্যাজ হার্ড ফ্রম হিজ আচার্য স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার, সো দ্যাট আচার্য অলসো হ্যাজ হার্ড ফ্রম হিজ আচার্য, ইন দিস ওয়ে এবং পরম্পরা প্রাপ্ত রিয়েল নলেজ কমস ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ and it comes down to disciplic bona fide disciplic succession. So guru, the spiritual master, speaks on this tattva, and we have always this discussion, and our discussion is tattva vichar, is not apparent consideration or apat vichar. And Krishna has also stated that thing repeatedly in Bhagavad Gita. One should know him in tattva. Janma karmam same divyam evam jobiti tattvatah tektva deham punarjanma noyati sammangeti Arjuna. He says, jobiti tattvatah. One who knows me in tattva. After quitting this body, he will come to me. If someone cannot know him in tattva, itimang na abhijanati tattvena, atochyavanti te. Angi sarvajagyanang bhoktacha prabhurevacha, itimang na abhijanati tattvena, atochyavanti te. You see, Gita, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if somebody does know me in tattva, na vijanati tattvena, he cannot enter into my kingdom. Na vijanati tattvena tachyavantite. Therefore, he should be known in tattva. Therefore, spiritual master, guru is required. So, you cannot understand the tattva. Therefore, it is stated here. And another thing is that here Lord Vishnu instructs Prithu Maharaj, Lord Krishna instructed directly to Arjuna, and here Lord Vishnu directly instructs Prithu Maharaj. So one may say, one may think that, so I may be directly spoken by the Lord. Arjuna and Prithu Maharaj, they are not ordinary living beings. So we should not expect so. Therefore, for us, we should accept the spiritual master as the real bona fide representative of the Lord. So then we can be instructed. Unless you take lessons and instructions from the Shastra through Guru, you cannot act in this material world successfully. Whatever you will do, that will be wrong. That will be wrong. Because as you have been captured by Maya, so you are thinking Maya's business is aghatan saghatan potisi shakti. It's a very wonderful shakti. And Maya's business, Maya represents sat as asat. present sat as asat and asat as sat. So conditioned soul, mayabuddha jiva, what he thinks, oh, it is real. But that's not the real. That's not the real. The unreal. Sat as asat as asat as sat. So which is the real thing? Which is sat? That you take lessons from the Shastra through the spiritual master. Therefore, Lord Vishnu instructs these things. Yeah, my dear heroic king, please keep yourself always equiposed and treat people equally, whether they are greater than you, in the intermediate stage or lower than you. Samadarsana, please keep yourself equiposed and treat people equally. Samadarsana. Pandita samadarsana. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gabihastini suni chaiva sopachi echa. Pandita samadarsana. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, who is real pandit, a learned, he has equal vision. He has equal vision. Samadarsana. He sees brahmano chanda. He sees a dog, elephant, cow, and sees them equal. What he sees? He never sees the outward appearance or body. He sees the soul and super soul inside the body. Unless you have this vision, how can you develop this samadarshan? Equal vision. Mami Bansa Jiva Loki Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The Jiva, the soul, is eternally my fragmental part. So, a Jiva is Krishna's Vastu. Is Krishna's Vastu. The one who is learned, real Pandit, learned soul. He says, yes, is Krishna's Vastu. So he loves one and all. He treats them equally. Therefore, here Lord Vishnu instructs Prutha Maharaj, please keep yourself always equiposed and treat people equally, whether they are greater than you, in the intermediate stage or lower than you. This must be important. Then he says, don't be disturbed by the temporary distress and happiness. Temporary distress and happiness, don't be disturbed. Dhiras tatra namuhyati. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated, one is dhira, one knows Krishna, he is never disturbed at any circumstances. Here in the material world, you will find it is always changing. It is always changing. So sometimes you may be put in a favorable condition and sometimes you may be put in unfavorable conditions. So one may be very much disturbed. But here, Prutha Maharaj, Lord Vishnu says, don't be disturbed by temporary distress and happiness. This is temporary. As this material world is temporary. Asaswatam. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated. This material world is asaswata. It's not saswata, it's not eternal. It is temporary. So everything is here is temporary. Adyantabanto or temporary. So the happiness and distress may come. Matraspur sastu kauntayo. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has also said, Tanti tikhyasva bhārata. Matras prasastu kauntaya sitosran. Sukha dukkha agama paina anitya. Tanti tikhyasva bhārata. Similar instruction. Krishna has given to Arjuna. Arjuna? As summer comes and goes, winter comes and goes. This never lasts long. So sukha dukkha. The happiness and distress Shitoshana sukha dukha da. Agama paino anitya. It is anityo. It is temporary. Tanti dikhya sobharata. Try to tolerate it. The similar instruction Lord Vishnu gives to Prutha Maharaj. Do not be disturbed by temporary distress and happiness. It has come and it will go away. Fully control your mind and senses. Next instruction gives. Fully control your mind and senses. How can you control your mind and senses? Mind is the chief of the senses. Indrebhyo parum manah. Indriyanang manaschasmi. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, the mana, the mind, the chief of the indriyas. And the mana is wicked mind, dusta mana. Mana tumi bada dusta. When Lord Krishna instructs Arjuna about the control of the mind, Arjuna says, after hearing from Lord Krishna, he says, O Krishna, it is very difficult to control this wicked mind. It's very difficult to control. It's as impossible. Bayuriva suduskaram. Chanchalahim mana krishna pramathi balabad drudham. Tasyang nigrahmanye bayuriva suduskaram. Arjuna says, bayuriva, prabhomana bayu. The air which is blowing, if you want to check its blowing by your own fist, it's impossible. Similarly, to control this wicked mind, pramathi balabad drudham, is very, very arrogant, this mind. It is never obedient. Pramathi balabat, very strong, drudham. It's quite impossible. Lord Krishna admits that fact. Asansaya mahabaho mana durnigraham chalam. Kintu abhyasena tu kauntaya vairagyans gruhyate. It is undoubtedly true. This mana, this mind is durnigraha sanchala. It's very fickle. It's very difficult to be controlled. But this is to be adopted. Abhyasena tu kauntiya. Vairagya sugruhyati. You should constantly practice vairagya. That is stated. Very easy process we have. How to control and mind? By jama niyamo, asana pranayam, some do. To control this mind and senses. But that's not the real process. That's not the real process. Real process is, if you can engage your mind and senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Lord, then they will be controlled. Then they will be controlled. Hrushikena hrushikesa sevanam bhaktir uchyate. Hrushikena hrushikesa sevanam bhaktir uchyate. Hrushika means indriya, senses. If they are engaged constantly in the service of the Lord, Hrushikesa is one of the name of the Lord, who controls the mind and senses of the devotees. Therefore, his name is Hrushikesa. Those who are under capture, under clutches of Maya, their mind and senses are controlled by Maya Sakti. That's never controlled by Hrushikesa. Those have completely surrenders themselves. Completely surrender. Sarvadharman paritijya mamekam saranam braja. Antansa papibhya mukhisyami maasucha. Those have taken complete surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna Hrushikesa. Then he controls his mind and senses of that devotee. That's the deal. So it is very easy process. One who adopts this easy process, he can very easily control his mind and senses. manmana bhavamad bhakta majjadhi mang namaskaro. Always think of me. Mind's business is willing, feeling and desiring. Must think. There must be some thinking process in the mind. Krishna says only think of me. Drive out all other thoughts from your mind. Only think of Krishna. Manmana bhavo is most important thing. So those who are real devotees, pure devotees, they always think of Krishna. They never think of anything else. So their mind is controlled. Only devotee's mind is controlled. One who is not a devotee's mind cannot be controlled. So fully controlled mind and senses, mind is controlled. The other senses will be controlled. All other senses will be engaged in the service of the Lord. This is the only process how you can control your mind and senses. In this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as king. In whatever condition of life you may be posted by my arrangement, for your only duty here is to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. Raja, or the king, Naranang Naradhipahang. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Naranang Naradhipahang. I am Naradhipa. One who is Naradhipa, one who is king, he is the representative of Lord Vishnu. Naranang Naradhipa. Vishnu's work is Palan Kriya. So Naradhipa king's duty is to give protection and maintain his citizens. Similar. So, Lord Vishnu gives this instruction. In this transcendental position means always fix your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna and engage all your senses in his service, then you will be in the transcendental position. Otherwise, you will be in the material position. So, in this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as the king. In whatever condition of life, you may be posted by my arrangement. Fully controlled by the Lord, in whatever position he is posted, it is his arrangement. One should think like that. And your only duty is here to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. This is the instruction given. So as a king, Prutha Maharaj ordered by Lord Vishnu to keep himself always aloof from the activities of bodily situation and to engage always in the service of the Lord and thus keep himself in the liberated stage. My Guru Maharaj states this thing in his purport. Prutha Maharaj ordered by Lord Vishnu to keep himself always aloof from the activities of bodily situation and engage always in the service of the Lord and keep himself in liberated stage. Always engaged in the service of the Lord. Then you will be put in the transcendental position of liberated stage. One can fully remain in intimate connection with the Supreme Lord directly or receives order from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and execute the orders sincerely when one keeps aloof from the activities of the body. One can fully remain in the intimate connection with the Supreme Lord directly or receive orders from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and execute the orders sincerely when one keeps aloof from the activities of the body. This is most important thing. To receive orders from his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and execute the orders sincerely. One should not concur, one should not think according to his own whim, oh, I can do like this or do like that. No. One should always think of the instructions of his spiritual master, who is a real bona fide representative of the Lord. And must execute the order sincerely when one keeps aloof from the activities of the body. গুরুমুখ পদ্ম বাক্য চিতে করিয়া ঐক্য আর ন করিও মনে আসা। ইট স্টেটেড গুরুমুখ পদ্ম বাক্য চিতে করিয়া ঐক্য আর ন করিও মনে আসা। হোয়াট স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার গুরুদেব হ্যাজ অর্ডার ইউ শুড এক্সিকিউট ইট, ডোন্ট থিঙ্ক আদারওয়াইজ। গুরুমুখ পদ্ম বাক্য চিতে করিয়া ঐক্য আর ন করিও মনে আসা। ওয়ান হু এক্সিকিউটস দি অর্ডার of his spiritual master and receiving it and following his instructions as it is, following the instruction of the guru, the spiritual master, as it is and executes it, he is always in a transcendental position, and that is to be done. When some critical moment comes, one cannot think of what to be done, so at that time he should remember what is the instruction of the guru, what guru has said, spiritual master has said, should act accordingly. The Lord helps us by giving us directions how to act in devotional service and thus advance on the path back home, back to Godhead. He instructs us outwardly in the form of the spiritual master and inwardly at the super soul, the Chaitya Guru. Previously I told you, quoting verse from Kathopanishad, he is the spiritual master who is Chaitya Guru. He assumes, Jambesa Vrunute Tena Labhyasta Sisatma Vivrunute Tana Swam. He has assumed the body here, who has come out, who has come here, a spiritual master to instruct us. The Lord helps us by giving us directions how to act in devotional service. He instructs us outwardly in the form of spiritual master. Therefore, one should not accept the spiritual master as an ordinary human being. Acharyam mang bijanyam navamannit karichich namarte buddha suyato sarvadevamaya guru. This is instruction of Lord Krishna to Uddhava. We should not think him as an ordinary human being. Na marte buddha suyate. How is it possible? We see, he is eating, he is sleeping like ordinary human being, and he is also falling sick as an ordinary human being. How can it be that we will think him? Na martya buddhya suyato. How can we think him? How can we see him that he is not an ordinary human being? This question arises. How can we see this? See Guru, with what vision you can see Guru, the spiritual master? As it is very difficult to see the Lord, can you see Lord with this eye? We cannot see the Lord, the Supreme Lord Krishna, with this eye. Bhakti chakshu. You can see ekanta bhaktir govinde jatat sarvatra tadikshanam. Prahlad's instruction. Prahlad Maharaja said, ekanta bhaktir govinde jatat sarvatra tadikshanam. Those are developed. Ekanta bhakti or ekantika bhakti, govinde, the lotus feet of Govinda. They see Govinda or Lord Krishna everywhere. একান্ত ভক্তির গোবিন্দে যত সর্বত্র যাহা যাহা নেত্র পড়ে তাহা কৃষ্ণ স্ফুরে, যাহা যাহা নেত্র পড়ে তাহা কৃষ্ণ স্ফুরে। If her eyes falls, sees something, he sees Krishna. The pure devotee always sees Krishna everywhere. As Prahlad Maharaj sees the Lord in the pillar, whereas his demoniac father Hiranyakashipu couldn't see. So to see Krishna or the Lord, प्रेमांजन छुरित भक्ति विलोचनेन संत सदैव हृदय सुविलोकयन्ति जस्याम सुंदरंग चिंत गुण स्वरूप गोविंद आदि पुरुषोत्तम भजामि ब्रह्म संगीता से खुश इज कृष्ण व्हाट्सएप पर आई इज रिक्वायर प्रेमांजन छुरित भक्ति विलोचनेन भक्ति विलोचन भक्ति चक्षु कृष्ण प्रेमोंजन ऑइंटमेंट कृष्ण प्रेमोंजन इन द आई वाज नॉट दिस आई He sees Krishna everywhere. Syama Sundaram Achintya Guna Sarupam Govindam Adi Purushottama Bhajami. So to see Krishna, one should have bhakti chakshu. By this material reason, you cannot see Krishna. Similarly, how can see the spiritual master? Achadyam mang vijanyam navamannit karichijna martya buddhya suyata sarvadeva maya guru. You should not see the spiritual master as an ordinary human being. But generally we see as an ordinary human being. As an ordinary human being. But how can you see the real form of guru? You cannot see guru or spiritual master through this vision. Guru datta chakhyure guru darshan. That is there. Gurudatta chakshure guru darshan. Guru has given one eye. Ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshure militam jena tasmi sri guru benama. Guru has given one eye. Out of mercy, krupa, guru has given. Through that eye you can see guru. You cannot see guru with this material vision. That is, then you can see how Guru is not an ordinary human being. Otherwise, an ordinary vision you'll see is an ordinary human being. Āchāryam maṁ vijānyam nāvamannit karishis na martya buddhya suyata sarva deva maya guru. That Āchārya always instructs how to do, how to act in this most horrible place, here in this material world. It stated this material world is the most severe, a place of most severe test, Mahan Purikshasthar. The sansar is Mahan Purikshasthar. You see, the place of severe test. How can you come out successful in this test? What is required to hear from the Guru? Sadhu Guru, Vaishnava, Kirtan Sravan Karibakho. You must hear, you must listen to the instructions of Guru, Sadhu, Guru and Vaishnava. And then you can come out successful in this test, otherwise not possible. Achachyo, who is Achachyo? आचिनोति शास्त्रार्थं च आचार्य स्थापयति संगाचरति आचार्यस्तेन कीर्तितः बाय पुराण सेस हि इज आचार्य आचिनोति शास्त्रार्थं व्हाट इज स्टेटेड तत्व इन शास्त्र हि हिमसेल्फ ऑब्जर्व्स इन हिज डे टू डे लाइफ इन हिज वेरी लाइफ आचिनोति शास्त्रार्थं च आचार्य स्थापयति संगाचरति He himself practices those things in his daily life and makes his disciples or followers practice it. He is Acharya. Achar pracharya karanti se Acharya. Therefore Krishna says, Acharyam maṁ vijānyam nāvamannit karichis namartya buddhya suyata sarva deva maya guru. He is Acharya. All of his activities, all of his activities are according to the Shastra Tattva. By his own example, he teaches the whole world, teaches his disciples, teaches the whole world. That is Acharya. Acharya mangvijanyam navamanni karichinna martya buddhya suyata sarvadeva maya guru. So, if such an Acharya is there, the spiritual master, you should not treat him as an ordinary human being. Navamanni karichinna, you should treat spiritual master as an ordinary human being, substitute for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should treat the spiritual master as the Supreme Personal God and never be envious of him or considers him to be an ordinary human being. My Guru Maharaj says this thing in his purport. One should treat the spiritual master as the Supreme Personal Godhead and never be envious of him or consider him to be an ordinary human being. Spiritual master as the Supreme Personal Godhead. Sakhyadharitun, sakhyadharitun, samasta sastre yuktastatha bhavyate eva sadhi, kintu pravarjya priya eva tasya, bandi guru sri charanaravindam. In Guru Vastava, every day you chant, this sakhyadhari. One should treat the spiritual master as the supreme person, sakhyadhari. So he is Bhagavan. One may think like that. Mayavadis say, this Mayavad philosophy, they treat the spiritual master as Bhagavan, Sakhyat Hari, but Vaishnava philosophy. Sakhyat Hari treat the spiritual master. I want to treat the spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Krishna is absolute truth. That is absolute truth. Advaitattva. Ekameva dityonasti. No second. It's only one. So if Guru, the spiritual master is Sakhyadhari, then how is it? Is Guru absolute truth? No. Guru is not absolute truth. What does it mean? Sakhyadhari? Or one should treat the spiritual master as Supreme Personal God? Guru is Bhagavan, but he is Sevaka Bhagavan. He is not Sevya Bhagavan. Krishna is the Sevya Bhagavan, Sarvaradhya Sarvasevya. Krishna is the Supreme Personality to Godhead, Absolute Truth. He is Sevya Bhagavan, he is Visavigraha. He is to be served. And Guru is Sevaka Bhagavan. Guru is his servant. Guru never says, I am Bhagavan. No. I am the servant of 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 the Lord. Gopi Vartu Padakamal Dasu Dasanu 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 Dasaham Mahaprabhu. Sriman Mahaprabhu has taught us. Two Bhagavans. Sevya Bhagavan, Sevaka Bhagavan. Guru is Sevaka Bhagavan. Sevaka means servant. Sevaka means servant. Isn't it absolute truth? This is Vaishnava philosophy. This is Vaishnava philosophy. Sakhyadhari means he is Bhagavan, but he is most intimate associate. Nikunjayi unorati keli siddhi jajali bhirjuktira pekhyunya tatradi dakhyadati vallavasya bandi guru sri charana. Nikunjayi unorati keli siddhi tatradi dakhyadati vallavasya. He is so intimate. His guru tattva. He is one of the Sakhis as Manjaris. वृंदावन निकुंज युनो रधिकेरी सिद्धि जाजाली भिर्जुक्ति रपिक्षणिया The business of the sakhis. What are the business of the sakhis? Business of the sakhis is to unite Radha and Krishna in the kunja. Nikunja you know ratikeli siddhi jajali virjukti rapikhanya. They are very expert. Dakhya, dakhya means expert. They are very expert in doing this business. They will say, you see, the Sakhi speaks, goes to Krishna and speaks about Radha, on behalf of Radha. And another Sakhi may go to Radha and speaks about Krishna. Nikunja yuno ratikeli siddhi jajali bhijyukti rapikhyanya tatradi dakhya. Very expert in uniting. So intimate is Guru. So how can you treat that Guru as an ordinary human being? So much intimate association, associate of the Lord in that world, Golak Vrindavan. Therefore, one should treat spiritual master as the supreme personality of Godhead. The sevaka bhagavan, astra vigraha bhagavan, visva vigraha bhagavan is only Krishna. You will approach Krishna through Guru, astra vigraha. Astra loya bhoji, tati Krishna nahi. Teje. Astra loya bhoji, tati Krishna nahi teje. You should do Krishna bhajan, taking shelter at the lotus feet of a guru. Guru anugatya bhajan. Guru anugatya bhajan. Bhajaniya vastu is Krishna. Bhajaniya vastu is Krishna. We'll do our bhajan for his pleasure, for the pleasure of Krishna. How Krishna will be pleased? Only Guru knows. Because he is very intimate associate. Only Guru knows how Krishna will be pleased. Nobody knows. So your business is to please Krishna. So how can you please Krishna? You should take the instructions of the spiritual master and act accordingly. And do your bhajan. Then Krishna will be pleased. Asrayalo yam bhaje. Tate Krishna nahi teje, then Krishna will never leave you. You have taken shelter. If you have taken shelter at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master and doing your bhajan according to his instructions, then Krishna will never leave you. This is the process, this is the way. This is the way. If we follow the instruction of the spiritual master and execute devotional service to the Lord will remain always free from contamination of bodily and material activities, and our life will be successful. How we can make our life successful? If we follow the instructions of the spiritual master and execute devotional service to the Lord, we'll always free from contamination of bodily and material activities and our life will be successful. Just to explain, Guru Mukha Paddam Bhakya Chitite Kariya Aikarna Kariya Mane Asa. What Gurudev has said, what my spiritual master has said, just execute it. Just execute it. Follow it as it is. Follow it as it is and execute it. Then you will be always free from contamination of bodily and material activities. The activities we are doing, or the disciple is doing, that's not material activity if he really follows his guru. If he really follows his guru and acts accordingly, those activities are not material activities. Because guru has said to Sar Krishna, So, service of Krishna, the activities relating to Krishna, is not material activities. It is all transcendental. Krishna is not material. So, activities related to Krishna, under the direction of the Guru, spiritual master, is all transcendental. It is not material activities. So, my Guru Maharaj says the same thing. If you follow the instructions of the spiritual master and execute devotional service to the Lord, we'll remain always free from contamination of bodily and material activities. And our life will be successful. This is the success of life. This human form of life is manusa. Janma is durlava janma. Durlava manusa janma. Labdha sudullava idam bhushamavanti manusa marthatama nityam apiyadhira. Srimad Bhagavata 11th canto says, Labdha sudullava idam bhushamavanti manusa marthatama nityam apiyadhira. After undergoing so many species of life, bhushamavanti, labdha sudullavam, sudullavam idam manusam janamam. Dullava janma rarely achieved, manusa janma, dullavam manusam janamam. It is achieved if you have been given this manusa janma, sudullava, arthada, labdha sudullava idam bhushamanta manusam arthada, anitya. And also it is anitya and it is arthada. This temporarily given. This human form of life or this body may go away at any time. Is anitya. It's temporary. But it is arthada. What is arthada? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. We say, chaturvarga, four purusartha. And it's above that. Pancham purusartha, paramartha. That is arthada, means paramartha. This life is meant, the human form of life is meant to achieve that paramartha. Paramartha means this Krishna bhakti. Krishna prema bhakti. That is paramartha. This human, durlava manusa janma, this human form, rarely achieved human form of life is meant to achieve this paramartha, Krishna bhakti, Krishna prema bhakti. If achieving this human form of life, someone doesn't engage himself in the loving service of the Supreme Person of Godhead, then his life is spoiled. So this is the success of the life. Our life will be successful. This human form of life will be successful if we can always engage ourselves in the loving service of the Lord. And how can we engage ourselves? How can we engage ourselves always in the loving service of the Lord? That is why the instruction of the Guru, the spiritual master, we cannot serve Krishna, the Supreme Lord, according to our own way, own whims. No? No? What pleases Krishna? That Guru knows, the spiritual master knows. So under his direction, according to his instructions, if you serve the lotus feet of Krishna and engage always in his loving service, then your life will be successful. At every moment one should, try to engage himself in the loving service of the Supreme Lord, according to the instructions of the spiritual master, then this human form of life will be successful. Otherwise not possible. This is stated. So, these are the instructions given by Lord Vishnu to Prith Maharaj. Your duty is that. These are the instructions. You should act accordingly. And every, and this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavata Mahapurana is there. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. Vibhu Sarvastraya Pratishloki Pratyakshari Nanarthakoya. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. Bhagavata Mahapurana. Bhagavata is Krishna. Krishna Tulya is as good as Krishna. Krishna is a Vibhu. Krishna is Vibhu. The Bhagavata is also Vibhu. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvasa. We have to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, and also we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavata. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvasa. Prati Sloki Pratyakshari Nana Arthakoy. Every verse in every letter. Prati Sloki Pratyakshari Nana Arthakoy. So many things are there. Meanings are there in every verse, every letter. Because this is Krishna. So we have, therefore, this Srimad Bhagavata class every day. Take lessons. Srimad Mahaprabhu, when he was instructing Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Sikhya, about sadhana bhakti, he speaks of 64, chausatyanga, 64 items of sadhana bhakti. Then at conclusion, he spoke about 5. Sadhu sango nam kirtan, bhagavata sravo, Mathuravaso, Srimurtira Sradhasevan, a pancher or po, Sango, Krishna Bhakti Janmaya. You see, this is the conclusion he gave, Sriman Mahaprabhu. Sadhu Sango, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravan, Mathuravasa. This should be done every day. Srimurtira Sradhasevan, pancher. Ottasunga Krishna Bhakti Janmaye. Our business, the aim of this human form of life, Dullamana Vajanma, how to develop Krishna Bhakti, then life will be successful. So, every day this should be done. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya is daily activity. One must associate with sadhu, sadhu sangha. Real sadhu, a pure devotee, guru, the spiritual master is a pure devotee. It's every day's business. If you do sadhu sangha, you will get 4. Nam kirtan sadhu sangha, nam kirtan bhagavat srabon. Mathura vasa. Sadhu always chants, does Hari Kirtan, sadhu, Nam Kirtan. So by the association of sadhus, you'll get the opportunity of Nam Kirtan, sadhu sangha Nam Kirtan, and Bhagavata Sravan. Sadhu speaks, the pure devotee, the spiritual master speaks from Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you'll get the opportunity of listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, sadhu sangha Nam Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravan, Mathura Vasa. To reside in Mathura. One may think, you see, Mathura is there. In India, in Uttar Pradesh, we are here. In America. How can we live in Mathura? So all will leave this place and go there and reside? No. That's not the thing. That's not the purpose. What is Mathura? Mathura is the appearance place of Lord Krishna. Where Krishna appears, that is Mathura. So, where there is pure devotee, where there is a pure devotee, there is Krishna. Nāhuti sthāni vaikunthe yogina hudayena cha madbhakta jatra gāvanti tatra tisthāni nārada. Krishna said, where am I? Where will you find me? Now this time I will come. Yogi na kudai na cha. Mad bhakta bhaktu gavandi tatra sita vina. I never stay in Vaikuntha. Now this time I will come. Yogi na kudai na cha. In the heart of the yogis. Mad bhakta bhaktu gavandi. My devotees, where they glorify me out of love, congregate themselves, do nam kirtan, bhajan, I am there. Nam tisthami vaikunthi yogina hudaina cha madbhakta tatra gavandi tatra tisthami, I am there. Krishna says, so that is Mathura. Krishna appears, the appearance place of Krishna is Mathura, that's Mathura Vasa. If you really have this such association of sadhu, then you can get this four. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravan, and Mathura Vasa. Sri Murti Rasvadhaya Seva. Fifth item is to serve the Sri Murti. That is Sradhaya Atmavata Seva. That we have this Vigra Seva. Yeah. Mahaprabhu instructs. Sanatana Goswami in Sanatana Sikhya. You'll find this thing. So Bhagavata Sravan. So we do. Every day is business. Through this, you will get lessons what to do, how we can execute our how we can go on in our day-to-day life. This is the instruction. Srimad Bhagavatam. Take lessons from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Guru, spiritual master, a real sadhu, pure devotee, he always speaks from Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore Bhagavata Sravana is there. So instruction of Prithu, instructions of Lord Vishnu to Prithu Maharaj is there. So Srimad Bhagavatam Sravan is necessary. It's necessary for us. So this is myself. Thank you very much. So any question? Yeah.
I know many people who think they are serving God by way of their religion, but then as you were saying, devotional service can only take place through a bona fide spiritual master.
Yeah.
And if they have no sampradaya to take shelter of, then it's not devotional service.
Yes. What's your question?
I was just wondering, like, for instance, I know many Christians.
Christians.
But they don't have a living guru.
Christians.
For a great example.
Yeah.
But if they have no disciplic succession,
yeah,
then it's not devotional service?
No, not at all. All right. Devotional service means the loving service of Krishna. Through your service, Krishna will be pleased. How the Krishna will be pleased? Krishna, Guru, the real Guru, who is comes under parampara, bona fide, representative, he knows, I explained, how Nikunjo Yuno Rati Keri Siddhi, intimate association, who knows, who is very expert in that affair, uniting Radha and Krishna, who knows how Krishna will be pleased. So your service must be according to the instruction of Guru. Then the service will please Krishna, otherwise not. No. We cannot say devotional service, no. No. Is this the light? So, any other question? Yeah?
We can't possibly treat him like we would a Christian. We can't treat our guru like we would treat a Christian. So how do we rectify that mentality, that lack of energy?
I tell you, Sakyat Hari means Guru is Sevaka, Guru is Bhagavan, but Sevaka Bhagavan is the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. You understand? He is not Sevya Bhagavan. Krishna is the Sevya Bhagavan, Guru is the Sevaka Bhagavan. One should know this thing. So, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, jasya prasadananna gati kutopi, isn't it? If we can please the spiritual master, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. If we can please the spiritual master, then we can get the mercy of Krishna. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasada. Jasya prasadannanam gati kutopi. If the spiritual master is displeased, where is our place? Do you follow? So, one should know that spiritual master, the real bona fide spiritual master, is the representative of the Lord. He should be treated accordingly. He should be worshipped accordingly. Krishna himself has said that thing. Tasmideyam tatograjyam sachapujyam yathayaham. You understand? Tasmideyam tatograjyam sachapujyam yathayaham. Sachapujyam yathayaham. He should be worshipped as I am worshipped. Do you understand? Tasmidiyam tatograjyam sacha pujyam jathayaham. He will be worshipped as I am worshipped. Do you understand? Because if Guru, the spiritual master, is pleased, then we can get the pleasure and mercy of Krishna. Otherwise, not possible at all. Not possible at all. Do you understand? One should treat like that. One should think like that. These are the instructions there. Do you follow?
Yes.
Our business is to serve Krishna, but how can we serve? We will serve Krishna according to the instruction of the spiritual master. Do you follow? So, according to treat the spiritual master. We worship Guru. Sacha pujyam jathayaham. Krishna himself has said, sacha pujyam jathayaham. He is as worshipable as I am. Do you understand? As worshipable as I am. That's there. That is one verse is there also. When the Lord Shiva's version, Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param. Tasmat parataram devi tadyanam samarchan. You understand? Lord Shiva says to Parvati Devi, among the all sorts of aradhanas, worships Vishnu aradhanam. The worship of Lord Vishnu is the best. You understand? Aradhananam sarvesang visnaradhanam param tasma parataram devi tadhyanam samarchanam. Is better worshipping Vishnu is better than that. Tasmat parataram, superior to it is tadhyanam samarchanam Vaishnava aradhana. You understand? Lord Shiva says, it is superior aradhana, Vaishnava aradhana. Tadhyanam samarchanam. That is stated. Mahaprabhu's instruction is there. When Kulya Gramavasi, the inhabitants of Kulya, asked Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, what should be our duty, the Grihastha Bhaktas? Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kahe, Vaishnava sevana krishna pujana, nirantara kara krishna naam sankirtana. This is your duty. Vaishnava sevana krishna pujana. Worship, serve a Vaishnava. Worship a Vaishnava, then Krishna will be worshipped. Don't stand. Vaishnava sevana krishna pujana. Serve Vaishnava, worship Vaishnava, then Krishna will be worshipped. Nirantara kara krishna nama sankirtana. Always chant krishna nama. Hare krishna, krishna krishna, hare hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Do you follow? Yeah?
Yeah. Vaishnava
worship Krishna. Yes. Vaishnava instructs how to worship Krishna. Yes. Yes. We worship Krishna according to the instruction of Vaishnava, sadhu or guru. And we can do it successfully if we get His mercy, His Krupa, Guru Krupa. Otherwise we cannot do it successfully. Do you understand? So, is it all right? Here we go. Here it is.